people who are gifted to be leaders, well, a lot of things in this world simply would never get done. But even leaders have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking another look at pain from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships. But this is the very last week it'll be available, so don't miss out. Well, over these last couple of weeks, I've been joined by my good friend on the program, Keith Henry. And what we've been talking about are the particular weaknesses and immaturities of each of the personality types that God talks about in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8 in the New Testament. And that's why Keith is here. Keith spent the last 20 years or so researching these personality types. And not only has he been helping us over these last couple of weeks to identify the particular Achilles heel of each of those, but he's been sharing with us how each of those personality types can overcome those immaturities. And that's important because, as we've seen in this series, immaturity is the source of a huge amount of the pain that you and I experience in our lives. And today we're concluding our time with Keith by looking at the personality type of the leader. Now, a person with a personality type of the leader, just like the rest of us, well, they have an upside to their character, but they also have some areas in their natural makeup where they're more prone to be immature. Some areas, well, if they don't deal with these issues, are going to cause them pain time and time and time again. But the fantastic thing about an immaturity is that it has a flip side, and that flip side is called maturity. Keith, thanks so much for joining us today again.
Pleasure, Bernie.
Okay, how does a person know if they're a leader?
Well, they don't call them leaders for nothing. Leaders are action people. They like to be out front. They like to be doing things, getting things done. They're quick making decisions. They don't procrastinate. And so they like to control things and be in charge.
Okay, well, I relate to that because that's my personality type. So we're about to talk about the downside of the leader personality type. Now, you want to be careful what you say today. Otherwise, I might just flick the switch and turn you off.
That's right.
Before we go to those, I guess we do need leaders because otherwise we're just a gaggle of people and it's hard to achieve anything. You need someone to pull it together and drive it forward to achieve.
Yeah, and they do drive it, which is really good, but they've got to be mature leaders. And we're talking about immaturity and maturity.
So what's the key natural downside or two in their makeup? What's the particular area of immaturity?
Well, they do like to control things, but if they're threatened where other people want to control things, they get very angry, right? And as they get angry, they will try and confront the issue, but if that doesn't work, they really do want to take action against that person.
Well, I guess before I became a Christian 15 years ago, what I used to do, I just roll over the top of people. I mean, I know that I'm strong. I don't say that arrogantly. I just know that I'm strong. And I've made grown men cry, right? And not lost any sleep over it or anything like that because I just knew I could beat them.
Yes, they know that. The strong will, these are the strongest people, and they've been given that strong will for a very good reason. But where they use it selfishly to dominate others, to roll others, you know, it is brutal, absolutely brutal.
Yeah, I look back on those years now, and it's really interesting. When I became a Christian, I mean, it's a journey for me changing from immaturity to maturity. I'm still on that journey. But when I became a Christian, some of the staff in the company I owned commented, "What's happened to Bernie? He's human all of a sudden." Yes. Because I was only ever focused on the outcome and getting people to achieve that outcome.
Well, again, you detach from any sort of getting along with people because you're doing your thing. Everybody better get along with you.
And, right? And my attitude was, well, I don't mind and you don't matter, so let's just go and do it.
That's right. Yeah. But if
which is sad. I mean, that's the immaturity, right?
Oh, it's terribly sad. Yeah, dictators, you know.
Yeah, like absolutely. That, right? And I look back on that and sort of shudder at that level of immaturity. Mm. But you don't see it. You see, this, it's easy for me to talk about this personality type as opposed to the others, but you don't see it in yourself. I think that's the problem. You don't see your immaturity.
Because you're achieving what you wanted to achieve. You're getting what you wanted, so you feel good.
Yeah, man, yeah.
But you can also hit the wall too, right, because you can overdo it. I mean, you just want to do everything. And so you don't know how to stop, all right? So you keep going and going, and they quite often do hit a wall, and they have to actually then just stop everything.
A couple of times in my life I've hit a wall where I've been almost dysfunctional for 6 months, just haven't been able to do anything, just hit completely burnt out.
Yes, they do get burnt out.
Yeah.
And they do take on a lot of risk, you know. They're very risky people. Like, I often think those who climb the mountains where people die, Mount Everest,
yep,
or base jumpers.
Why would you do that?
Would you do that? I think that way. But they like the challenge. They're challengers. They challenge life. They don't sit by and see it go by.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's some good parts in that, but the bad part is that they can become domineering.
Yes.
Right? And they can burn out because they can't say no.
That's right.
Okay, that's the downside. How do they move from that downside, that level of immaturity, to an upside?
Well, the upside is the button that they push is use their strong will, all that strength that they know that they have,
yeah,
to help others. So like a giver goes out and will help others,
mm-hmm,
as they realise that, hey, I can do something for somebody else. It's easy for me, right? As it's hard for most other people, or they see somebody not taking action, they can actually say, look, why don't we do this, this, this? They can actually motivate them to do something.
Yeah.
So if they get with other people who need help, and because you're a leader, so people do need help,
yep,
you can actually lead them through their problems.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, Jesus says that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yes.
Right. And when we become givers of ourselves, we kind of think we're going to lose something. But the thing that I've discovered in the last 15 years is that that's what actually makes you feel good. It's
yes,
being, it's giving of yourself to other people, serving other people with who you are. And that's why I do what I do. It's not that I'm a great guy. I'm not. I've just figured out that Jesus was right, that,
yes,
that it actually feels better to use my strength for other people than to get my way.
But also in projects, can you imagine when they built the wall at Jerusalem, they had a leader, right, saying,
yep,
we must do it. Come on, we can do it. And they did it in record time.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we need. We can't procrastinate about it. They can mobilise the team. They can encourage them. They can get them doing it. They achieve something through action.
Yes.
But this is good. They use it in a good way, not in a selfish way.
It's interesting, when you and I wrote that book together not so long ago, I mean, you had the knowledge and the content about personality types, but as a teacher, not the ability to drive that forward. And when we got together,
yes,
I didn't have the knowledge and the content, but I had the oomph to go and get us. And together, we couldn't have done it apart.
No, we couldn't.
I couldn't have done it. You couldn't have done it. It was when we did it together that we were able to do that.
And that's part of the body.
Yeah. It's really exciting. So the button that the leader has to push to move from immaturity to maturity is what?
Is use their strength for good by actually connecting with other people.
And using it to serve other people.
Yes.
And let me say from experience, as someone who's addicted to the good feeling that gives you, it is a really good feeling.
Mm.
It's a really, really good feeling. Jesus was right. Shock, horror. Jesus was actually right. He is more blessed to give than to receive. Keith, it's been a fabulous couple of weeks. Thank you so much for spending this time with us on the program.
It's been great, Benny.
Bless you, mate. Experience in life comes through our relationships. It's not easy being in a relationship with imperfect people, especially given how flawed we ourselves can be. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. And with the questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word right into the realities of your relationships. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, type in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.